Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John McHale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Neuhauser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Neuhauser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Conway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary takes first base on ball four. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Evers reaches second base with a double. Kell moves to third. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is walked intentionally. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Siri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siri moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Siri scores. Peck goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McHale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 1 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. 1 out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Neuhauser takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Neuhauser moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Neuhauser moves to third. Lake moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neuhauser scores. Lake moves to third. Mayo moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gromick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siri strikes out. 2 outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gromick moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McHale hits a line drive towards short. Conway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neuhauser hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Kel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-2 in the game. Conway strikes out. One out. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McHale scoops it up and throws to first, with Newhouser covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siri hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McHale hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. Peck moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peck scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Edwards now playing right field. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 4 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gleiman covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Jimmy Outlaw. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.